The South Fork girls softball team is making history. After winning the North Coast Section Championship on Friday with a score of 12-1, they now advance to the state playoffs, a first in Lady Cub history. For more on this groundbreaking moment, we spoke with key players and their coach.
I'm Chloe McConnell, South Fork Cubs pitcher.
And I'm Mackenzie Brewer, South Fork Cubs first base.
I'm Lisa Todd, and I'm the coach.
They explained that their championship victory was the result of hard work, following a rocky start to the season.
It was a little rough at the beginning. We didn't win that much, but then we worked hard at practice and we won.
For the last 2 years, the South Fork Lady Cubs were without a coach and unable to play.
I had retired 2 years prior, so I came back out of retirement so they could have a season.
The dedication of Coach Todd for her players has paid off, leading the Lady Cubs to the NCS Championship and now the state playoffs.
It was great. I mean, they worked hard. I mean, we definitely were behind when the season began, and they worked hard, and to come this far after seeing how the season started, it's been great.
The pitcher and the first baseman agree.
We were definitely behind considering we didn't have a team last year, so just going over the basics of hitting and fielding, it was all challenging, but we all put our work together. Yeah. And
most of the team, they were freshmen last year, so they had never played, so now we're sophomores.
Yeah.
So over half the team hasn't played high school before, so it was definitely different.
Yeah.
We worked hard.
Definitely takes a team to win.
Yeah.
It's taken them a long way to work together as a team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although it isn't without challenges, they say living in a rural community has its advantages.
It's a little bit challenging to find girls that are motivated to play because yeah. South Fork's definitely short on the girls' sports program. It definitely has advantages. We have a really good parenting.
Yeah.
Everybody comes together.
And everyone's friends, like close with each other.
Yeah.
As for their favorite part of the game.
I just love it. Like, I've always loved it. It's been my favorite sport since yeah. I've started playing.
I think it's their coach.
And Lisa.
Definitely the coach.
Definitely Lisa.
Yeah.
After winning 12-1 on Friday evening, marking their North Coast Section Championship, they were notified that they would be making history.
After the game, thought that was going to be our final game, and then figured out we're going to state, which is super awesome.
South Fork softball's never gone that far, or won this many division championships.
Yeah.
This is their third one.
The state playoff bracket will be announced this weekend, and the game will be played next week, with the possibility of a home game at the South Fork field.
If we win, I think it's then the following Thursday, and then the finals will be, I think, that Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm really excited, but it's going to be a lot of work in the next week for sure.
Hitting off faster, pitching, I think we're going to, because we could face a D3 school, and we're D6, so we're going to probably face a lot faster pitching, harder hitting, so we got to tighten up defense, we got to get our timing on our swings down, we have a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
With a national perspective becoming more inclusive of women's sports, they hope that the community comes out to support.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Also with South Fork sports, it's so rewarding now that we're going to state. And
yeah, it's nice to be able to do something that the boys aren't.
And they made history. I mean,
yep.
No South Fork softball team's gone this far.
Come support us.
Yeah.
They've worked really hard to get this far.
Yep.
They're a great group. They've worked hard to get this far, and I just hope everyone comes and supports them and cheers them on. Win or lose, we're going to give it our best shot. Wish us the best of luck.
Yep.
They're going to be facing some tough competition.
We will continue to share updates on the upcoming state playoff game. KMA News wishes the Lady Cubs the best of luck.